actually working.
Yeah, about that. You wired it right.
Yeah.
You may not be wired right, but this is wired right.
Yeah, I'm definitely not wired right. There's no doubt about that. I don't know where the volume control is on it whenever you did it. I think it's right here. That's better. All right, boys and girls. Area fishing report. Sorry we missed that, but the truth be told, we just got overwhelmed in the store, and we're shorthanded. I guess the truth of the matter is one of our guys has been going in for cancer biopsies and neck vein cutout and replacements, and he's been all messed up. The other one's in jail because he's stupid. Well, people don't realize you can actually be jailed for stupidity when it comes into the point where you say you don't pay your car insurance, and then they pull your driver's license, and you get stopped three or four times without a driver's license, and then all of a sudden you're a felon, and then you go out to the shooting range with a friend of yours, and now you're a felon with the gun in a car.
Yeah. Yeah, that's smart.
So he didn't really do anything technically wrong, except just being really stupid.
Stupid.
So,
yeah.
It's not like it's mean or
you know,
he didn't do anything bad, but, you know, chronically stupid, is, I guess, is against the law. So we're running very shorthanded trying to find out what, you know, go on, because you can't replace guys because they're sick or just do something stupid, so.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get through this. And
then to add to that, it was unbelievably beautiful weather, really, relatively speaking, in the last 2 weeks. A lot of people had their guests and family members in town, and
a lot of people
fishing.
So many first-time fishermen.
Yeah, that's been amazing.
This was the number one Christmas season thing. You know, you basically since from Thanksgiving up till just the last day or so, I have never, that's the most first-time fishermen I've ever talked to.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
I mean, and it's very cool that they come in, and we love it, and, you know, that's why we have 3, 4, 5 guys on the floor all the time, because somebody, but you know, you stop, you teach them to tie a knot, you show them how to build a rig. We were out in the parking lot teaching people how to cast rods, you know. We want to make sure that when you buy stuff, you can actually use it.
Right.
Otherwise, why are you buying it? If, okay, I don't know what the heck to do with it. You know, I mean, not everybody knows what to do with fishing tackle.
Right.
You know, somebody's, the whole idea behind it is, okay, I'm pretty good at this. I'll help you learn.
Yeah.
You know, and they might be able to show us something that we don't know. So it's, and it's fun helping people learn how to do all that stuff. But it takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And by the time every day we were sitting down trying to get to the fishing report, and we'd have a bunch of people walk in, and it's a good tired, but so I'm ready not to be this tired. I'm gonna came in just to do the fishing report.
There you go.
And then I don't care if the place burns down. I'm going home. I'm taking the afternoon off. Burn down, don't burn down. I don't care what happens. I want the afternoon off. So, picture guitar music. We're starting the show. Okay, the Peace River Systems. Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, isn't it amazing how we just have this most amazing experience with some of the nicest people you ever met? And it's absolutely awesome. We made money. We had a good time. And now I'm like so burnt out, I'm not enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take an afternoon off. I'm going to sit home.
You deserve it. You've been burning it at both ends for the last, well, really, decade.
I'm going to have a couple of shots, sit on the couch, maybe make myself a cocktail or two, and I ain't moving. I got some old episodes of Firefly recorded. I'm just going to sit and veg.
There you go.
Although, with this storm front coming, I might have to go out to the canal and throw a lure for a while.
Yeah.
Because right before this front hits. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely got promise.
Yeah, it's got promise. I might have to actually just go out and throw a lure for a while. All right. Peace River. What's going on?
We got quite a bit of snook running right there in the Harbor Heights area all the way up I mean, we had a guy call from Zofo Springs yesterday who's driving down to pick up a couple of Rapalas and a couple of the, oh, the Band of Anglers.
Oh, yeah, that new dart, Twitch darter
dart
thing.
Dart spin or whatever.
Yeah, that dart thing he's got.
You know, because they've been catching snook up there. His buddy got a 37-incher on top of a bunch of other smaller fish, so they're having a good time.
Oh, yeah, Zofo Springs and up Wachula and all that, all along the Peace River up there, there's a ton of big fish.
Yeah. You know, and then also over towards the Shell Creek Dam, they've been getting some snook, seeing some juvenile tarpon, and there has been even a couple of incidental redfish, but I wouldn't say targetable. I think they're just more the pleasant bycatch. You know, up to mid-20s. And they're primarily catching them just on shrimp up there.
Okay. I-75?
I haven't gotten anything there in the last couple of days.
Okay. 41 Bridge?
Snook in the early mornings and all through the evening. There has been some black drum, a couple of whiting, some smaller mangrove snapper, been a couple of trout. Been a couple of trout, and the even some bigger ladyfish and jacks have been moving through there sporadically.
I wrote bigger and I made sure I hit the B. I just can't believe that.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it until we get down to it, but Jiminy crickets, that made me mad.
Right.
Trout and bigger.
The bigger ladyfish and jacks. It's been fairly pleasant down there. Guys are kind of catching that mixed mash of stuff.
All right. Anything at Lashley?
Lashley, the only thing I got off of there was a couple of small trout and a couple of sheep's head, but not real good numbers.
Okay. Bayshore Pier.
Bayshore's had some couple of trout, some snook at night. Been a couple of small bull sharks caught off of there. And the one guy did hook a cobia and got it up next to the pier, and it pulled the hook. He said it was probably undersized, but nonetheless, he was pretty excited about it.
Kind of nice to have Bayshore back as an active pier.
Yeah.
All right. The canals in Port Charlotte?
Depending on which canal you're in. My canal's terrible. At least behind the house is, anyway. East Spring Lake, the Pelham Waterway, all those other canals on the other side of the beach complex have been doing pretty good on jacks, mangrove snapper, some snook. They're still catching sand bream back in there. Quite a few guys still catching the sand bream underneath their docks and underneath some of those mangroves and stuff. And then the out in front there, right in the whole basin of the beach complex, I've had several people that have caught some redfish underneath some of those docks and a few trout. The trout haven't been very many, but they've been a little bit better quality, you know, 18 to 21 inch, you know, decent size.
Yeah. Okay, that's going to move us over to the Algerbean Pier.
A lot of snook at night. Some guys have been doing really, really well at night with the, the flare hawk, the bucktail jigs. And then, they've also been during the daytime catching not quite a few, but a good amount of bigger sheep's head. That's mostly what the guys have been targeting there. I haven't heard much of anything else other than buying fiddler crabs and frozen shrimp and going and chasing those sheep's head.
My spelling. You know, the problem is if you write the word bigger and replace N with B, it doesn't come up with a red line saying you misspelled something.
Right.
Dipsticks. It's probably another reason I didn't get in another fishing report done right away. I was a little mad.
Right.
Free report and people calling threatening me. Like Steve said, you might want to think about that one. Sure,
right.
Come on down. Be big and bad, but you might want to consider it before you show up. I don't know. So, kind of upset me a lot. Okay, yeah. Myakka River area.
Oh, let's see. They're getting some really nice snook and a few redfish up above the El Jobin, all the way up to above the 41 where it goes over the Myakka.
Now, say that again.
A lot of snook and even a handful of redfish up above the El Jobin Bridge, up above even the 41 Bridge crossing the Myakka.
I mean up Northport?
Yeah, but even like up to like Snook Haven.
Okay, but I was trying to figure out where you were talking about. You were being very vague.
Well, they're on the main river. Doing pretty well up there.
Yeah, it was just the way you were talking about it, I couldn't figure out where you were talking about it. That was
yeah. And then the the oyster bars, as you're going up on the left side, just to the main, basically where it starts to bend to the right, that's where they've been getting some of those redfish. And then there's also been some snook and small redfish and some trout right there in the Myakka cutoff. So they've been doing pretty decent on those. A lot of duck hunters around too. I heard the shotguns going off last weekend. Which always kind of, what was that? And then you're like, oh yeah, hey, must be duck season.
Yeah.
Just one of those things you're not expecting.
And God bless them, because, I mean, I don't duck hunt anymore, because if you don't have binoculars and you don't know exactly what duck you're shooting, you can get in all kinds of trouble.
Right.
I'm just not good at duck ID. I mean, when I look up, went, okay, that's a duck. I could hunt it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, take that home and eat it. But now it's got to be specific ducks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very bizarre.
Mm-hmm, so...
I get it, but...
Oh yeah, I get it too, but it's just like, wow. All right. You know, I know we got to protect this and protect that and do all this and do all that, but there is a time where I go, tag, I'm out.
Yeah.
can't figure it out. All right, the West Wall.
A lot of snook down, moving up and down the whole shoreline. A handful of redfish. But the pompano have been on top of the bar and on the outside edge of the bar pretty regularly. So make sure you're looking behind you in the wake of your boat, watching for them skipping. And then as you get down a little bit further south, they've been getting some bonnet heads, the pompano, and some trout.
Okay. Well, even I couldn't figure out what I typed there.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right, so Cape Hayes, I'm going to assume pompano and sharks?
Yeah, pompano, a few bonnet heads, a few trout. They were getting some ladyfish and some Spanish on occasion all around it. And then one guy got into a couple flounder, actually, while he was out there drifting across that whole flat trying to fish for pompano. This has been really pretty clear water, too. The guy said it's pretty amazing. It's like looking into an aquarium, seeing all the little fish darting everywhere. He said he's seen quite a few pinfish, which is a nice change compared to what he saw at this time last year.
Yeah, this keyboard, the way I've got it set up, is just awful. I've got to reset my keyboard and everything up. I can't get to my, with the microphone there, I can't do the keyboard properly. I can't see what I'm typing, and it's getting even worse. All right, Bull Bay and Turtle Bay.
A lot of snook and redfish inside there. A handful of trout on the flats itself with some ladyfish and a couple of bonnet heads. And then the shacks and even up underneath the mangroves are having little groups of decent-sized sheep's head. But talking to Danny the other day, those sheep's head that are in there, he said you'll see 20 to 50 of them sitting in a little hole underneath some mangroves cast in there, and they don't want anything to do with it. And then he said it's like a dinner bell goes off later in the day, and they'll run 5 feet out of their way to chase your shrimp. So you just got to have that right time, I guess, for the dinner bell to go off to get them excited. But he said there's some amazingly big sheep's head in little groups all over the place in there. said his one customer caught one that was 19 and a half inches or something like that.
That's nice sheephead. They're so tall. 19 inches doesn't sound like a big fish, but when they have that much height to them, they can really pull.
Yeah, yeah.
Cape Hayes, Danger Reef.
The only thing I got off of there has been a few ladyfish, oddball Spanish mackerel. Been kind of quiet over there on those two spots.
Okay. Gasparilla Sound.
No, let's see. From devilfish all the way up, there's snook, redfish, trout. I mean, they're all scattered all over the place through that whole area. Then there's been some mixed reports of some bluefish and some ladyfish out more in the open water with a handful of trout. And then, of course, sheep's head are the main thing that people are seeing cruising around on the around some of those oyster patches right there in Whidden Bay and even up against the shoreline towards Whidden Creek and Catfish Creek. And then there was two nice-sized black tips caught in there. One guy got one that was, what'd he say it was? I don't know. It was 4 foot, 5 foot, something like that. And the other one caught one that was definitely about 4 or 5 foot, you know, looking at the picture of it with him on the side of the boat holding the leader. It was a pretty nice black tip.
Guy running that one picture of a sawfish, that sawtooth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say 8 to easy 10 foot, I guess.
Really?
It might have been a little shorter, a little longer. It could have been anywhere from 8 to 12 foot. It was a monster shark he had hanging up next to the boat. They had a big thing trying to hold him up, trying to get a picture of him.
Nice.
But it was big.
That's super cool.
Yeah, one of the biggest sawfish I've seen in a long time.
Nice.
Caught two of them.
Really?
One up about halfway up the west side and one down at Cape Hayes.
Wow.
Might even been the same fish because it was huge.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
And they'll eat, and, you know, they'll eat again, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Still, to catch two dinosaurs in your lifetime, I mean, geez.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Placida Pier, Gasparilla Pass.
Sheep's Head, lots of sheep's head. And then they're also catching quite a few pompano throughout there. They're catching the pompano and the trough in between the main shoreline, the bridges, I guess, and the trestle, and then they're also catching some of the nicer pompano underneath the bridges and even out through Gasparilla Pass. Then I also heard of a few flounder out there in Gasparilla Pass up on the bar, up in that little shallow flats area.
Okay. All right, Lemon Bay.
We got trout have been doing pretty good along the Gulf side, I guess, islands and grass flats. And then there's been some snook activity along the docks along the mainland side. And then up there towards the conservancy area, they're doing really good on the trout, the ladyfish, even a handful of mangrove snapper in some of those sand holes with a few sheep's head also. A lot of guys seeing sheep's head moving up there, but not catching very many.
Gotcha. Okay, Anger Pier, Tom Adams Bridge.
Tom Adams Bridge is doing really good on sheep's head. Just the guys fishing from their boats, fishing around all those pilings, have been catching some really good sheep's head and a few pompano as bycatch. Doesn't seem like they're in there in great numbers to target them, but definitely incidental bycatch. And then the Tom Adams, or the Anger Pier itself, they've been getting a few whiting, a couple of trout, and a couple of ladyfish, but it's been a little quiet there. Haven't heard of any sheep's head off of it, but with as much activities around the area, wouldn't surprise me if there's a few.
Venice?
Oh, let's see. The jetties have got pompano, good sheep's head, and a few bigger redfish. And then off the Sharky's Pier, they've been catching a couple of bigger redfish. One guy caught a king mackerel out there. And they've been seeing Spanish and catching a few, but not a lot. And I can't remember what the guy told me, that he caught at Casperson's Beach.
Gulf of Mexico.
The few guys that have been able to get out there, because it's been a little lumpy, but they've been doing pretty well. The red grouper. They've got guys catching red grouper in 60 feet of water all the way out to 80 feet of water. One guy's catching them trolling those new... what's that Australian lure that we're carrying?
That weird one.
Yeah, he bought 6 of them the other day because he's actually catching red grouper on those. I'm like, really? He's like, I got it dialed in. His buddy's like, he's got it dialed in. He's actually catching some nice red grouper on these things.
I can't
remember the name of it.
Well, let me hit pause. You go up, take a look.
Yeah.
Hang on just a minute. Okay, we're off pause. It's the Nomad.
Nomad lures, and they've got them. They do 20, 40, and 30. This one's a 40-footer, but that's the one he was buying.
Oh, man, it's a weird color. It's kind of gold, white stripes.
And they're calling them weird names, because they had one out there they called like a sardine, and it looked nothing like a sardine. But I guess in Australia, they have a different fish that they call a sardine, so they mimic that.
This is a DTX minnow. I don't know what the hell that means, but I bought these because I like the rep. I said, you know, I'll spend a little money on them just because, you know, I'm good friends with the guy selling them.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, we never expected it to be a great lure, but after, what have we had them up there for, a year, 2 years?
About a year now.
Yeah, so.
But they're starting.
They're actually starting to sell. So, yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, that guy's been doing real good on them. And then he's also been catching a few yellowtail out there in that 60 feet of water with some mangroves. And then the nearer shore guys who are staying within, you know, 8-10 miles or closer. Sheep's head, porgies, grunts. There were some reports of king mackerel jumping out there, but only a few guys have been, I guess, looking for them or catching them by accident up from Sarasota area from what I've been hearing. And then I haven't had any reports of cobia or a triple tail, so I don't know if it's because it's old hat now or if it's just too milky for people to see them. Not sure what's going on with that.
All right, Boca Grande Pass.
Let's see. Shore guys and boat guys are catching sheep's head, a few pompano.
Hang on. Something's... Oh, I know what I did. I had already pre-done it, so when I did it again, it messed everything up. Okay. Gotcha. So, go ahead.
Some sheep's head, some pompano, a few sandbar sharks. The Goliath grouper have been actually cooperating fairly well for some of the land-based guys. And then there's also been a handful of bigger whiting, and one guy caught a really big bonnet head there off the beach. It was over 3 foot. I mean, laying next to his sand spike that he had on the ground,
yeah.
It looked like it was about a 40-incher, if I had to guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind if, you know, you're listening locally, and for us they're bonnet sharks, but when you have friends down from up north, tourists down, you know, they're shovel nose or they're hammerhead, but we don't call them bonnets for them. That way when they get back, they can go, I caught a shovel nose shark. I caught a hammerhead shark. We don't, because they technically are both the same thing. But down here, we know what a bonnet shark is, and it'll bite your hand off if you let it. So, yeah. You know, it's just because it's got a pretty name doesn't mean it's a, you know,
it'll still leave a scar.
Yeah, it'll leave a mark. Captiva Pass, I don't know what we're going to do with that.
Captiva Pass has had some Spanish mackerel, and not very many, but a few, but a lot of sheep's head and some whiting and the bluefish. What else was he catching down there? On the inside, he got into a few trout just on the inside, just to the north of Captiva Pass on that deep grass flat there. He said he caught one trout. I forget. It was somewhere in the mid-20s. I've had some reports of some pretty big trout the last couple of days, so it's kind of blending together on who told me what size it was that they caught.
Yeah. You come into the store, and you look at Robert, and he's talking on the phone. You come into the store, you look at Robert, he's talking on the phone. And then you see Robert, and he's talking to a customer, and then he's on the phone, and this is where all this stuff comes from, and everybody talks to Robert. And it's 17th Street.
17th Street's been getting a few sandbars from the beach. And they're like five-footers. That guy's been doing fairly well out there the last several nights. Just about any of those side beaches. I think there's been at least one or two guys on each side beach.
Middle Beach?
Middle Beach, kind of the same thing. There's been some sandbar sharks being caught there in the evening and at night. But during the daytime, they've been catching a handful of decent whiting, a few jacks, a couple of flounder I heard about. Plenty of lizard fish still. Guys are definitely going through some serious shrimp. You know what else they've been catching there, too, is squirrel fish. Guys are catching squirrel fish right in the surf.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever heard of that before.
When Christina and I were out at Boca like a month ago, we caught two each. Little guys, like 4 inches. But I've had several guys tell me about the squirrel fish up there at Middle Beach and at Stump Pass. Right from the shore.
So what are the odds that you take them out and use them for bait?
You could, absolutely. I mean, snook eat the snot out of them.
Tarpon love them.
Absolutely. It's just strange. I mean, it's the first time. I mean, when we caught ours, I caught one, she caught two, and it flipped me out because I've never seen a squirrel fish caught from the shore. But
I'm kind of the same boat. You got me puzzled on that one. I mean, the world's definitely a crazy place. This is the rainiest December, January I have ever experienced.
Right.
What was it, 3-4 years ago? Remember, we had floods, 14-foot water
in the Peace River in January? That's right. I forgot about that one.
I did too. I kept thinking this was the number one rainiest January.
That was the same year Irma hit. So that was like 3 years ago or 2 years ago.
It could be. I thought it was the year before Irma, but it might have been the same. Everything's all blended together today. I don't remember. But there was actually 2 feet of water over flood stage in the Peace River in January. I had never seen that before.
Right.
So this is the second rainiest. So I got to say, okay, you know, all right, the world is ending, climate change, bite me. It's like, okay, things change, you know.
Regularly,
you know. Ask the Vikings. We'd all be speaking Dutch right now if it hadn't gotten cold again.
Yeah, it's true.
After the Ice Age, they went and conquered all over the place. They were everywhere, and then all of a sudden it got real cold again. Won't that global warming people freak out if all of a sudden in the next 20 years, all of a sudden everything drops 20 or 30 degrees the way it did back 1,000 years ago or whatever it was?
Right.
All right. Sanibel.
Sanibel's had some good snook at the bridge, and then the sheep's head have really started moving around all those pilings there. Some of the guys fishing off the seawall down there.
My keyboard isn't working again. I don't know. There it goes.
Okay. Guys fishing off the seawalls down there have been catching some sheep's head and a couple of bonnethead sharks, but it's the snook guys at night that I've been hearing a few good reports. One guy got one they said was in the 40s. And they're throwing those spool techs and big swim baits and flare hawks, typical nighttime bridge fishermen.
Okay. All right. Matt Lachey.
A lot of sheep's head being caught off the Matt Lachey Bridge. That's been the primary targeted fish down there. And then all around Matt Lachey, both north and south, they've been getting a handful of redfish, some decent snook, but a lot of trout. I'm hearing of trout up to 24 inches of all throughout that whole area down there. And guys are catching them on shrimp and artificial both, so it's kind of the mixed barrage.
Okay. Pine Island Sound.
Pine Island Sound's got the trout is the main thing I've been hearing about, along with a handful of big snook, legal size redfish, which is still unusual. I mean, usually this time of year we're getting into the rat red season, but these guys are catching 24, 28, and even a couple of 30-inch redfish. They're catching them on shrimp and pinfish, and then they're also catching quite a few on the DOA paddle tails, fighting off the puffer fish, but they say it's worth it because the redfish have been pretty decent size. And then there's also been a couple of small sharks down in there, black tips, and it might be this time of year. It wouldn't surprise me if there are more spinner sharks than black tips, because they like this more wintertime area, even though it's warm. So it's kind of a 50-50 draw on that one. Flipper's been the big thing down there that everyone's complaining about.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Get set up and they move in and just...
Yeah, hang out. Mm-hmm. It's been a crazy year for that. Mm-hmm. Last several months with complaints about Flipper. Beautiful as they are.
Well, they're not stupid. They used to, like, go in and attack the fish before you caught them. When
right.
you had them kind of crawled up or whatever, and... Now they kick back and wait for you to catch them, and once you release them, then they're all tired out, and okay, now I can eat that. It's an easy meal.
Yeah.
And it's fun for them to go chasing them around.
Yeah.
I had one that stupid flipper, we call it, so you don't mix up dolphin mahi-mahi with the dolphin mammal, but he chased the snook where he went all the way up on the beach on his belly. Yeah, only his tail was still in the water.
Oh, geez.
He just snuck right up onto the beach. The fish jumped up onto the sand to get away from him, but he jumped right up there with him.
No kidding.
Flopped and wobbled his way back into the water. And
jeez.
That'd I think it was just fun for him.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were just... I think it was more playing than eating.
Usually okay. how it works.
Jug Creek Shoals.
I've got nothing right there at Jug Creek, but over at Boquilla.
Yeah?
Yeah, Boquilla's been getting a lot of sheep's head along that whole shoreline and off the Boquilla Pier, along with a few pompano. Guys have been doing fairly well down along that whole north end of Pine Island, fishing all those mangroves.
Okay, burnt store two pines.
Mostly snook and a handful of really big trout, but on top of the bar just south of Burnt Store, they've been getting a few pompano. And the pompano have been pretty decent size, mixed in with a couple of ladyfish, and a couple guys are getting bit off by what I assume is probably bluefish. We've been getting quite a few reports down there of the guys actually hooking and landing some. So I would guess that that's what their bite offs are.
It sounds like it. Okay, east side.
Mostly small snook, handful of redfish. Inside Pirate Harbor, they'd be getting a couple of pompano right at the main channel going in.
Did they ever finish dredging that?
I don't know. I forgot to ask the other guy. Nobody's mentioned it, so I'm assuming yes. Or they just haven't quite started it. I don't know. But the... they've been getting some juvenile tarpon also, and they're cooperating fairly well. A couple guys have been catching them while trolling their artificials looking for snook.
Isn't it amazing once I gave up my secrets how that expanded?
Yeah, you think? Immensely.
You know, people don't understand that before I started teaching people how to do this, nobody caught those little... Everybody used to go in there and they would just say, yeah, there's a little tarpon there, but they won't eat.
Right.
And that was what everybody thought. And then they started doing all the fighting and arguing out in Boca Grande Pass over the jiggers and the live baiters and this boat versus that boat. And you're a jerk and you're worse and yelling at each other and all that. And we were getting all these people up here that had spent so much money and time. And all they wanted to do was catch some fish and have some fun. They weren't right. part of the whole fight.
They didn't care about it.
All they wanted to do was just have a good time and catch some fish. So all these people that were getting run out of that area by all the people out there who were fighting and arguing and everything, I took pity on them and started teaching people how to catch these smaller tarpon. And, you know, it was something that I did that nobody else had ever been able to figure out. And, man, bada bing, now it's a big, big thing.
Yeah,
it's huge.
Pretty impressive.
But it all started with just taking pity on these people who had literally, you know, all they'd ever heard about was how wonderful it was here and how great the fishing was and how you could do this and do that. And they came here and found
chaos
and confusion, and you know, it was awful for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And but now with a lot less people doing that Boca Raton thing and a lot more people doing just tarping everywhere.
Right.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, teach people. You want to fight and argue, do it amongst yourselves, but leave the rest of the world out of it. That's your problem, not the world's problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem with social media is everybody thinks that, oh, I've got this problem. I want the whole world to know that this is a bad thing. No, it's not, you idiot. It's your problem. Get over yourself and the whole thing. It's like the people, you know, yelling at me and calling the store because I put N in front of bigger. And literally, I almost didn't do fishing reports anymore.
Yeah.
I almost was going to tell you, we're done. You know, we do a free fishing report. And if that's what people actually think of me.
Right.
Screw them. You know, I know there's, and you always have to in your mind come back to the point that there is so many wonderful people that don't think that way. But those few idiots.
Ruin it and, for everyone.
You know, they just get you so angry because you made a simple mistake. It's no big deal. The world didn't end. The sun's still shining. Life went on, you know. But it really annoyed the heck out of me. A lot more than I thought it would.
Yeah.
Because I usually don't mind when people get stupid. But when you're that much of a racist idiot that you think I'm making a racist statement about a redfish. Really?
Right.
Oh, yeah. I think that redfish is... I'm going to just call him naughty words and say nasty things about that redfish because I hate redfish. Are you kidding me? What kind of mental midget thinks that way? You've
got
to be a sad, sick individual.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm sorry, folks, but I'm taking a minute to rant about that because it really upset me. It's a freaking typo. Get over it. I mean, look at my fishing report. You wouldn't believe I correct probably three of them per sentence. That not even, I just looked and I got lots of shovel and it's spelled H-O-V-4-E-L. I mean, literally, it's sitting there. It's on 11-16-19. I never saw it till right now. And it doesn't even have a red line under it.
Really?
Yeah, it's not marked as a misspelling. It says S-H-O-V, the number 4-E-L. Not like this is something I don't do. I mean, I don't type. I do this because people ask me for fishing reports, and I do it. You know, it's from me to my customers. The guy I was having to do a bunch of stuff to the website because I was having problems working through the website because it's an old HTML format. And he says, how come you're not selling stuff or doing stuff on here? I said, because it's from me to my customers. It's thank you for doing business with us.
Right.
It's not to sell stuff. It's just a thank you. And he says, you're nuts. He says, with the amount of traffic you get, I mean, thousands of people a day going on this website. Literally thousands. And millions of hits and, you know, I forget what the visitor count was, but it's astronomical. And, you know, I have to keep in mind that there's 200,000 people a month look at the website. Or more, sometimes up, I looked at some where we were about 500,000 people on the website. And I have to remember, it was only a half a dozen people out of hundreds of thousands that did that. So that's why we're back doing the fishing report, because I'm a jerk, but I'm not a complete jerk. You know what I mean? Yes, I have the emotional stability of a 13-year-old girl, but I try and think through it. So I'm trying to get back to a happy spot to do this again. You know,
yeah.
I just never expect that because we have the nicest customers on the planet.
Exactly.
And they had to be people from that don't come here. They're from out of the area that somebody told them about it or they posted on Facebook and thought, oh, my God, I'm going to get him.
Yeah.
Bring it on, bitch. That's all I could say is bring it on. I could use the exercise. I could use the stress relief. You think I'm a racist and you think all that, it's all there. Bring it on. The address is 4425 Tamiami Trail. I'm right here in the store. Come on down. Let's party. You know, I could use the exercise. All right. Because we've had a wonderful year.
Absolutely.
So many good things have happened, but I've got like four really screwed up things. It's just, and that was one of them. So, anyway, Alligator Creek. I feel better. I got it off my chest.
There's been some decent snook up inside there. And then there's also still been some really big jacks cruising through. And the mouth of the creek has had a handful of pompano moving back and forth throughout the whole channel. And I guess the guys up there in the burnt store aisles and area have been getting some black drum, a few bigger mangrove snapper. And of course they're seeing some juvenile tarpon, but they aren't hooking as many up inside there as they are down south.
There's so many nice people over there in BSI.
Yeah. Yeah, there is.
I mean, it's really a good group.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Good, genuine, good hearts.
If you live in Burnt Store Isles and you're not part of the fishing club, you ought to be.
Yeah.
Really nice group. It's limited to people who live there. They've got one in Burnt Store, one in Burnt Store Isles, one in PGI. And the only one that's kind of open to anybody is the Englewood Fishing Club.
Right.
And that's an amazing group. I think we're there again. In this, yeah, the second Thursday of this month.
Okay.
Oh, and you know what I forgot to talk about this morning? We're at Charlotte County Boat Show next week.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot all about
Oops.
It. Oops. I was going to. Oh, well. Okay, Ponce de Leon.
Oh, let's see. Been some black drum, some big jacks, quite a few snook. The sheep's head have been moving in and out of there fairly well. And then the mangrove snapper bite's been unbelievably quiet. Catching a few, but most of them are tiny guys. And then the mullet ran through day before yesterday, I think it was, that a guy said that a whole wad of fish came through. Day before yesterday.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday. And doesn't matter. Within the last couple of days, he said a lot of mullet came through. He said it was one of the coolest things he's ever seen.
You know, it's one of the best things about fishing. You're standing there by the water, and you're looking at the world, and you're seeing all this, and then something amazing happens. And all of a sudden, basically 50,000 mullet all come to the surface and push out of the canal.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, look at that. It's just, to me, been the... It's always been one of the very coolest things about going fishing is what I've seen because I was there.
Yeah.
You know, huge schools of black drum, big sharks passing underneath you in 4 feet of water, and there goes an 8-10 foot shark wading along a shoreline getting bumped by a bull shark because you've got the fish he wants to eat.
Yeah.
And he's not like biting you, he's just like slamming you in the leg going, get out of here, this is my fishing ground, you know.
That was, what was it, whatever, New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
We closed early. Sitting out back, it's just getting to where you're losing colors. Standing out there by myself, just zoning in the water. You know, the local colorful people launching off their fireworks just a little too early.
Isn't it amazing? It's just getting dark. I can't wait anymore. I gotta set them off.
Yeah.
Then it gets dark out. Oh, we shot them all off.
Yeah. Well, I'm just sitting there listening to them and just kind of in my own little world staring at the water. And a mullet jumps out, I don't know, 5 feet on the other side of the boat where I'm staring. And actually makes me jump.
Scares you?
Yeah, it made me jump. I'm like, I'm in my own little world just enjoying everything. Not a care in the world. Just tranquil looking at the water. And all of a sudden this mullet jumps and I like flinch. And I'm like, really? I mean, I'm 40 feet up in the yard, and I jumped. I'm like, what the heck?
We were leaving one night to go shark fishing, and we're in a 33-foot boat, and it's me and Terry and a few other people, and all of a sudden, Terry screams. And Terry doesn't scream. And a mullet jumped up, smacked her, and just hit her right in the chest. And she, you know, instinctively, like, grabbed at it. And all of a sudden, here she's got this mullet, and she screams, because, I mean, it's dark. We're going out shark fishing. It's probably about 9:30 at night. You know, we're heading out to go after some big sharks, and just literally the mullet jumped out of the water, and she's in this big boat, and all of a sudden, there's this mullet on her chest.
I'd probably jump. I'd probably scream, too.
Oh, you would have screamed,
yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I have no doubt, you know. We would have been going back so we could get extra pants.
Probably.
Because pitch black, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Like I say, I've been with 30-some years, and it's probably 3 times I've ever heard her scream.
Wow. Yeah.
So I do the curly Neal thing when things like that happen. I'm not a screamer, but I'm definitely a curly Neal. All right, PGI Canals.
Let's see, a lot of snook inside there, and the guys are catching them on their dock lights, but a lot of guys are catching them trolling. And then there's a handful of guys that are catching them still on some big topwaters along with the really big jacks. You know, still getting those reports of those 5 to 15 pounders, and which is awesome. And the few black drum, there's been guys seeing quite a few sheep's head moving along their seawalls, catching a few, but mostly seeing them more than catching them. But they're coming in asking questions how to target them. So I think we'll start hearing a few more reports of guys actually catching them over the next week or so.
You know what I'm going to try trolling back there is that Berkeley prop bait.
Oh, that would be kind of interesting.
Because it's one of the few topwaters that you could actually troll and expect to catch fish.
Right. Yeah, I never gave that much thought. That'd be a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think it's because most topwaters are just very ineffective if you try trolling them. But I think that Berkeley, I don't know if the little one would do it. I think you have to use the bigger one. But I think you could actually get that to troll and do pretty good. I'd want a ball bearing swivel on it.
Yeah.
But I think you could get that to troll pretty good. I don't know. I've got to try it.
Yeah.
Gilchrist beer?
I haven't had anything this week.
Okay. You falling off your chair? What happened? Your back went out?
Charlie horse.
Okay. Yeah, you had a very strange look, and all of a sudden I heard the chairs going. And
that was a good one.
Hang on. Pause. Okay. Rolling again. Back to where we were. I was cleaning up some of the stuff on here. All right. We did Gilchrist Pier. Alligator Creek Reef.
Only been a few sheephead reports out there. Not a lot of guys have been fishing it this past week. Or at least not any reports that I've gotten.
Anything possible there?
Definitely the sheep's head. You know, the mangrove snapper were starting to cooperate there 2 weeks ago when I had a couple good reports.
All right, how about the deep holes in the harbor?
Nothing. Just a ghost town out there for that.
Okay, freshwater.
Incredible. The crappie bite has been really good in all the Port Charlotte and Northport canals. You know, your call on the pepper trees is absolutely accurate. And then even some of the little grassier areas, because some of those crappie are moving into some of the grassier spots. And I'm hearing that about in the lakes also, like Okeechobee and Trafford. They've moved out of the deeper water and into the grass beds. And then the... The bass bite also in all those Northport and Port Charlotte canals have been doing really good. A lot of 2 to 4 pound fish. A couple kids were in yesterday. They got a 6 pounder and a 7 pounder in the off of Price Road, fishing some of those canals, and they got theirs on shiners. And that seems to be kind of the general consensus on the bass fishing is mostly shiners. A handful of guys are still buying a lot of soft plastics, but definitely been a shiner bite. And I think after this rain tonight, I'd probably be checking out some of those spillways if it rains hard enough.
Okay. And that takes us to the tarpon map. Anything to put on it?
Not really.
Okay.
Unless you count the juvenile tarpon down there in the harbor area. Talking to a guy out at the pass, and he said he's been seeing some fish, but it's so inconsistent right now.
Alright. I put that, but I'm going to put a white dot in Burke Grand Pass.
There you go. And there's always a few out there, and it seems like on these beginning of these fronts, right, you know, that prefrontal conditions, they seem to chew for a little bit, and then they all of a sudden go dormant again. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Ooh. I guess I got to do a new folder.
Uh-oh.
It's a new year.
Oh, yeah, huh. Forgot about that.
Hmm.
not a bad thing. Whole new year, whole new episodes. New turning of the page.
Yep. It's 2020. We're supposed to be living on space stations and
flying cars.
Yeah, all just everything is supposed to be going on. It was kind of neat when, you know, he did Space Force. You know, the president said he enacted, we have the U.S. Space Force, like the Air Force and the Marines and all right. that. It did kind of give you that feeling of, okay, it is 2020.
Yeah.
You know.
A little futuristic look at things. Absolutely.
It was kind of the only futuristic thing outside of 1984 has come and gone, and it's so much more than they ever thought of would be happening to us in the 60s with the cell phones and Windows 10, which they finally started taking all the older internet programs off because they can't track them. And they want you to use Windows 10 so every keystroke is recorded and tracked and so they can sell your information. And it was just funny that you would think that all this would be going on so that, you know, it would be the government thing. But it's actually big business wanting to know what you like so they can pop up ads for you.
Right. That's crazy.
That, you know...
But if you
look at a lot of sci-fi stuff, even in space, they talk about the corporate this and corporate that, and that's what was doing all that. So I guess it's not as far-fetched as it could be.
No.
I mean, big business is definitely Big Brother looking on.
Well, yeah, I mean, any space movie you watch has got corporations in the background. It's, I mean, the movie Alien, it's all based off of a huge corporation and
wanting to go do that. Didn't consider that. Good point. But okay, it's a brand new year, brand new decade. Had a lot of things go good, a lot of wonderful people coming in the store. Had to rant, get some of the stuff off my chest, but in the whole scheme of things, everything's going pretty good.
I think so.
You know, fishing's still good. The weather's weird, but not bad.
No, not bad at all.
All in all, I feel like kind of a wuss complaining the way I did about some of the stuff, but...
Not really. I mean, they're legitimate. You know, it's not like...
A lot of things to be thankful for.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I mean, so many good things happening, but when you wake up with a headache and a toothache, and you're tired...
It's hard to look past some of the other stuff.
I guess that's what happened to me today.
That's just human nature. But I mean,
unfortunately, sadly, human.
Yeah, I mean, it's that biological instinct to survive. Your body's always going to put, or your mind is always going to put, the negative stuff in front, so you always remember it to prevent yourself from doing it again.
Yeah, making the same mistakes like buying a tackle shop.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but overall, I mean, when you stop and actually dwell on it deeply for a while, it's 1 or 2%, and the 98% is so, well, 95%.
No, it's like 1/4 of 1% or 1/2 of 1% is usually what it is. The rest of everybody's tiny. Pretty cool, and I don't mean to complain.
No, I'm talking about in general with just life, you know, because there's always the petty trivial problems, but we're so... darn lucky with this bubble right here in this place that makes it utterly amazing.
Yeah, you're still stuck here in the 70s with me.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I just got a lot less hair than I did in the 70s. Well, no, I probably had less hair in the 70s.
Yeah, you were pretty young in the 70s. You didn't even make much in the 70s.
No.
Quite a bit older than you are.
Yeah.
So, all right, but what's nice is when I go to the Circle K, they say, your son was here.
Well, thanks, so, Dad.
Yep.
Appreciate everything you've ever done. Genuinely, I really do. I know we're being smart aleck about it, but it is true.
All right, boys and girls. We'll talk to you next week on the Area Fishing Report. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I'm another one in the books. And we'll be back next week. I won't be a candy ass, so I'll actually just suck it up and get happy again. All right. Bye.